when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening to all you precious Blood River Radio family members out there, and all the people who haven't decided whether they like us or not, and even to all the people that hate our guts, we give you a hearty welcome to this radio station. And which radio station is this? This is Blood River Radio, the only radio media outlet in the world that I'm familiar with, that I know of, that we have dedicated ourselves to fight with every ounce of our strength against global white genocide. That's our one and only purpose. And that global white genocide has been going on, people, really since the Garden of Eden. But to bring you up, it got hot during the time of Jesus Christ. Died down maybe just a little bit, but not much. And it's really running wide open right now. But so that's what we're doing. We're fighting against that. That's Blood River Radio. We were very proudly syndicated by Liberty News Radio, by Sam Bushman, all the crew, Jay and his whole family, Sam and his family, even Zach, Sam's flaky son-in-law. I'm just kidding. I like old Zach. He kind of likes old Pappy, too. We became fast friends. We're all a family here. We really are. We really are. But anyway, my name is Eddie the Bombardier Miller. And today's date, people, is January. January the 6th in the year of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Almighty God. The only name under the sun which man can be saved is Jesus Christ Almighty. There's nothing else. It's Jesus Christ plus nothing. That's what I firmly believe. Anyway, this is a Christian radio program, and we always start off with a prayer. A lot of our old-time listeners probably get tired of hearing that repeated, but you never know how many new people we have coming on. So if you will, just bow your heads, even if you're not a Christian and you don't believe in God Almighty. I don't know how you couldn't believe in God Almighty, but even if you don't, if you will just bear with us, show a little respect and bow your head. Who knows? God might work on you. Yes, he will. So go ahead. Here we go. Almighty God, the maker of everything, seen and not seen, the maker of all heaven and earth, you spoke entire universe into existence. You just willed it and it came about. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Isaac, the God of Enoch, the God of Meshach, Abednego, and all those guys. The God of Eddie Miller, the God of Jesus Christ, we appeal to you tonight to stay with us, to continue to give us your grace, to continue to shed us from the enemy, Lord, that's after us tooth and nail, day and night. We ask you to give us the courage to continue on the fight in your name, as we think, oh God, that we have been directed to do. We have been directed to fight evil, and we do it in your name. And we ask for all strength, all wisdom, all courage to continue this fight. We ask you to do our to continue to be with us. I would like to end this prayer, Lord, in your Son's name, your precious Son, Jesus Christ Almighty, came to earth on his own will. He followed your command, O Lord, to come here. You raised him on the third day. He sits again in the heaven at the right hand of you, O Lord. He will come again. He will judge the living and the dead. So I ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Also, We have, like I said, we have OJ running the board tonight. Miss Teenage America, she's probably out dancing somewhere tonight, somewhere having a good time. So she's taking the day off. So we have Jay here. Jay, it's a good thing because we've been having a little trouble with our board here lately. He's helped me troubleshoot this board before we came out. We also have the one and only Miss Monica Schaefer. The brave heart herself, one of the bravest ladies I've ever known in my whole life. She's with us tonight. She's my little bitty sister, my little baby sister. And before we go to the donors, I'm going to get her to say hello to all you listeners out there. She has far more fans than I do. How are you doing, baby sister, a.k.a. Miss Braveheart?
I'm doing well, thank you. And Happy New Year to everybody. And I think there's lots of good things happening, but I also say to people, do up your seatbelt, buckle up. It's going to be
that right. We're getting ready to light it up. You know, as the sister Braveheart well knows, we always talk about our donors. And without donors, there would be no Blood River Radio. Speaking, people, before I end the prayer, I'd ask you, if you will, pray for Sam Bushman. Sam Bushman is... I was talking to James today. We got the dates mixed up. I thought he was going under surgery today, sometime today. And there, since they are like when it's 2 o'clock here, you know, it's 1 o'clock his time, but it's not today. But please, you people that pray, prayers, keep Sam in your prayers. He comes through this surgery. And, I mean, if nothing else. Even if you don't know Sam, don't care about him, if you like Blood River Radio, if you want Blood River Radio to keep going, pray for Sam Bushman. Because if something happens to Sam, you can bet your sweet butt there will be no more Blood River Radio. Because Sam Bushman is the only person on the face of the earth that would syndicate this red-hot, Fukushima-hot radio program. So keep him in your prayers, please, if you will. Also, listen, back to the donors now. We have Jay-Z from Blood River Radio Zone AZ. Man, what a stalwart guy. Donates every month. A really nice, handsome donation. Keeps us going. He's an old Vietnam veteran, guys. I tell you what, he Purple Heart. He got that Purple Heart from being up close and personal with the VC in the NOM. So we thank him very much. There will be no Blood River Radio without Jay-Z from AZ. Also, Biscuit. Biscuit is in a high-profile position in a high-profile state. If the powers that be found out who Biscuit was, what he'd been doing for us, there would be no more job for Mr. Biscuit. So we thank you so much, Mr. Biscuit. I can't say enough about Biscuit or Jay-Z from AZ. Also, we got this. I'd like to give a big shout-out to Seth from Louisiana. Made a humongous donation several weeks ago, but I don't like to do it one time. Let him know how much it means to us, because we have some big operation plan coming up before the year's out. And we also have Steve from Minnesota who gave us a big old donation a week or so ago. And the never-ending Ken from Lynbrook. Ken, Big Ben. I'd like to thank y'all so much. We have a lot of others too, but once again, people, we could not make it. We cannot make it without the donors. And like I said, we have my little sister, the one and only Braveheart, with us tonight. Later in the second hour, Braveheart's going to be joining the bell cow, Miss Nancy. So it'd be hour one and two is going to be Sister Braveheart, and later Nancy, second hour. And then second and third hour is going to be Nancy and Gene. Gene will pick up. We'll pick up Gene, a.k.a. the Bitter Ender, the third hour. That's what we're going to do. So Ren, doggone it, he's out cutting hay again today, and he's been chasing deer all over the state of southern Alabama. So doggone it, Ren, I wish I was in there shooting the deer with you, buddy. But some of us have to work, fella. But anyway, yeah, Ren works day and night calling hay and stuff. Anyway, that's so much for that. I've got a few topics here, but we're going to open up. We're going to let the Sister Braveheart take off. We have a couple minutes left before break. So what are we going to take off with, Sister Braveheart?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say that's great that Ran is out haying. We're not haying up here. We got a snowfall finally. I mean, it was a brown world here, and normally we would have had snow already on the ground and staying on the ground since, you know, maybe November or at least December, but it's been drought. So we finally got a bit of a snowfall. It looks beautiful. every branch, every twig has snow on it. It's just that idyllic winter landscape. So I'm enjoying that very, very much. And I do have a number of topics, Eddie, and I'm just going to start with a brief one before the break here. That is, how many people have heard in the mainstream media, certainly I don't know how much it gets talked about at all, but 87 churches have been burned down in Canada since 2021.
Damn.
So on that, and I can just continue on that a little bit after the break.
And okay, I'll talk to you during the break, so there's another topic I want you to cover. But be right back, folks. Hang on to your seats.
I'm Michael Hill, president of the League of the South. I and my compatriots are Southern Nationalists. We seek the survival, well-being, and independence of the Southern people, our people. The League wants a South that enjoys the sweet fruits of Christian liberty and prosperity, but our current situation won't allow it. We must have our independence from Washington, D.C. and the globalists. The present system cannot be reformed. Without independence, we will continue down this path of destruction. To us, this is not acceptable. I'm asking you, Southern man and woman, to join us today to free the South. Call us at 256-757-6789 or see our website at www.leagueofthesouth.com. God save the South.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
My name is Christian Knuckles. I prophesy there will be no revival until the church leadership stops lying to the people. I'm the first soldier of the spiritual body of Christ, the Lion of Judah, the Confederate Church of Christ. I'm here to declare the lion will lie down with the lamb when the lying stops. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries and brought to you by ConfederateChurchOfChrist.com.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
Dear Blood River Radio family, and you are a family, I'm just sitting here so relaxed. I feel like I'm in a family reunion. I really do. I know a lot of people love us. I really do. And I know I love little sister Braveheart. She's a little bitty. She's my sweet little baby sister. She loves me. We all love each other here. But I'm going to tell you what. Sister Braveheart, she hasn't found him yet, probably, but there's got to be a set of gonads on her somewhere the size of an African lion. You would not believe the stuff she does. I mean, it takes a major amount of kahunas. So she's going to tell you something. This is a little aside, but you need to know what kind of people we have on Blood River Radio. Just like I told Sister Braveheart during the break, if you're on Blood River Radio, you ain't ordinary by a long shot. So anyway, I'm going to shut my mouth. Sister Braveheart's going to tell you some stuff I want you to know about Sister Braveheart. Some things about her need to be known. Go ahead, Sister Braveheart. Do we lose Braveheart? Okay. Well, until Jay's getting Sister Braveheart back, I'll go ahead and fill in a little bit. Sister Braveheart, she doesn't just sit around doing crocheting and knitting and baking cookies all day. Oh, even though she can do that, she is very athletic. Her brother, Alfred, very athletic. They have climbed mountains. They've done cross-country but cross-country skiing. I don't know if you know this or not. You know, I'm an amateur athlete, and I love to run, take pride in my ability to run, et cetera. But the number one sport that burns the most calories per minute per hour is cross-country skiing. I remember reading that a long time ago. Matter of fact, I remember reading this story in this chart. About a 6 foot, 185-pound mountain skier with a backpack on with these. You see these skis. They don't do it in the United States, to the best of my knowledge. But in Europe, like, you know, Norway, Denmark, stuff like that, they do this cross-country skiing. Well, Monica has done that before, but what I want her to tell you about is akin to skiing, probably not as strenuous, but I think it takes more guts, because I'll let her tell you some of the hazards that can happen. Go ahead, baby sister. Let people know about what you've been doing.
Okay.
This is crazy.
Yeah, I went back to my old hometown, Jasper, because there we're surrounded by lakes. There's probably about, you know, 10 lakes within 15 minutes of the town site. It's a bit of a drive for me here, and I've been missing this thing called, that I call wild skating or wild ice skating. And I'm telling you, I got my fix the other day, and it was just in the nick of time, because then it snowed, the snowfall I told you about, this beautiful snowfall. But anyway, I did go, and I zoomed around to three different lakes, explored all the little inlets and little creek, you know, and little ponds where, and it was just absolutely spectacular. It was so, so good. And this year has been the year to go wild skating around there, because there was no snow, and so that's the perfect time to go skating. If there's snow, that kind of wrecks the wild skating, because then everything's covered with snow, but then you go skiing instead. But I'm telling you, it was just absolutely magical and beautiful to go on these lakes and ponds. And yeah, that's one of my favorite things to do, Eddie. I've been doing that for a long, long time, but this year was especially good. But I've been missing it because I don't live near lakes and ponds anymore.
And
so that was an adventure.
Tell about this. Listen, when I think about skating, Braveheart, I think about, you know, the ice is 3-4 feet thick. Tell them how thin that damn ice is. I mean, I was amazed that you told me how thin some of that ice is you skate on. And
okay.
Keep in mind, people, she's hoping that the damn stuff doesn't break through.
No, Eddie, it was really thick now. But I think about a month ago, I told you about another trip where I had been traveling, and it was earlier in the season, and I saw it just looked like beautiful ice. It was so clear and calm. I thought, well, is that ice or is that water? I took a little trek down to the lake, and sure enough, there was ice. And in that case, it was only about, it was less than an inch thick, but I stayed pretty close to the shore. But really, people have this misconception of how much ice you need to go on it, because of course, you know, Safety Sam will always say, oh, you need it really thick, like you need to be able to drive a Zamboni on it. But that's not true. It can be a lot thinner than that and hold you up. And besides which, in that case, I did stay close to the shore so that I knew I wouldn't die. Even if I broke through, I could have crawled to the shore. But that was really magical, because it was so fresh. It was such perfect ice. It's like you almost don't see it. That's how clear it is. And, of course, that means you see to the bottom of the lake. You see all the rocks and pebbles. On this particular occasion, the trek I did just the other day, and skating on three different lakes, I didn't see any fish, but I have experienced that where you follow the fish under the ice, big fish, and even a beaver. There, one year I remember there was a beaver, like there's a big beaver house and a beaver dam on this one pond that I go to quite frequently, and the beaver was under the ice and swimming around, and that was really, really cool.
See, he was actually under the ice, the beaver.
What's that?
He was actually under the ice.
Yeah, because they live kind of both under and over the ice. They catch, I don't know what they eat, probably catch fish, I think. I don't know. I should know. But anyway, seeing fish under the ice, that's a very natural thing. But yeah, that time I saw a beaver, because they have their beaver house in the middle of a pond. And so they're living, I mean, they are mammals. They got to breathe. They're not fish, but they will swim, and they can swim quite long under the ice underwater without having to come up for a breath, a lot longer than we could.
Man, that makes people to go elk hunting or moose hunting when you talk about that. But people, you know what? I want you to know we're not just nerds. We don't sit behind the microphone all the day. We all have jobs. And we have some outstanding people here. I mean, if you go out there and skate on going ice, it's less than an inch thick. You wouldn't find me doing that. You wouldn't find me doing that. Anyway.
Oh, yeah, you would. We would. I know that if you lived here and you came along and you saw how it was, you would. It's just that you're not used to it. You haven't. It's just something it's not familiar to you. But
I'll tell you what, maybe in another life. You know, there's one thing I'd like to read before we go any further, and we won't desert that. I forgot I wanted to read this text. We got a text message from one of our supporters, one of our biggest supporters. And here's what he said. You can't buy this right here, Monica, or Sister Braveheart, rather. It says, I got this today, this morning at 7:23 a.m. It says, "Hello, Eddie. I can't wait to hear tonight's edition of the roughest, toughest, no-holds-barred, spit-in-their-eye, absolutely fearless radio program in the world. During the week, I torture myself by listening to some programs in the light right division. Even the best of them may name the problem, but they fail to name the solution. One of them thinks that voting can still fix everything and constantly promote a non-white candidate. But then that is a Trojan horse. I've had some debates with some of my favorite people. We need to vote for this Hindu. No way in hell am I voting a sand coon Hindu to be the leader of the United States of America. Or especially the southern United States." He says, "Give me Blood River Radio. No whimpering, no explanations, no sugarcoating the mess that we're in or how to get out of it. No fear in defending the white race. Give them the bayonet, Eddie. No quarter. Black flag, black flag, black flag." Thank you so much, Mr. Biscuit, for sending
fantastic.
That.
Fantastic. And I agree. I agree 100%.
That's what it's all about. But I wanted our people to know that not only do you have outstanding staff, we have outstanding supporters. But anyway, with that, I'm going to shut up and go right back to you, baby sister.
Okay, well, we've covered, you know, what we're doing in our personal lives here, or a little bit of it anyway, and having great fun and adventure besides fighting in the war. You know, you got to do things that give you joy.
Yes.
So that you know what life is all about and what we are fighting for. You know, the beauty of living and the beauty of nature, the beauty of everything around us that's all at stake. But we always should remember that, you know, do something every day to really put a smile on your face as well as fighting the war. So that's my philosophy anyway, and it keeps me going very well. But, you know, back to this thing about the churches, and I did want to start with that because in your first segment you say the prayer, and then this came to mind immediately, and I just got refreshed on this little item about 87 churches in Canada being burned and or vandalized since 2021. And in the 2 weeks before Christmas, just this last December, so 2023, four churches in Alberta, that's just the one province, four churches within 2 weeks before Christmas were, I'm not sure if they were burned down or vandalized, but anyway, there is such an attack. Now, I would like people to think about this. If there were 87 synagogues.
Yes.
Vandalized or burned to the ground in any country, let alone one synagogue burned or vandalized, all hell would break loose, wouldn't it? And they would be screaming, anti-Semitism, anti-Semitism, even if after the initial blasting of the headlines, they would discover that, oh, it was a Jew who actually did it, because that is very common, isn't it, Eddie, that they will do things. In fact, that's how they got a lot of Jews to move to Israel in the first place, when Israel was first created, did they not? I think that
their
in Iran, for instance, they were torching the synagogues.
Well, Sister
Braveheart,
we
got
to go to a quick break. We got to go to a quick break. Be right back, folks. Hang on.
Hang on. protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Laura Winters. New this Saturday, we learned Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has been in the hospital since Monday, and no one from the White House alerting the media or the public. Heavy criticism from reporters who cover the Pentagon. Austin reportedly being treated from complications following a minor elective medical procedure. Austin is 70 years old. Another handout to illegal aliens, a report from California that Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom will be giving free health care to another 750,000 illegals on top of the 1.1 already receiving it at taxpayer expense. This comes as California is facing its biggest budget deficit ever. One person killed, 12 hurt after a bus crashes in upstate New York on a highway near Lake George. Police say the bus rolled over, detectives investigating the cause of the crash. Pennsylvania Senator Democrat John Fetterman says he doesn't recognize his alma mater, Harvard, anymore. Fetterman speaking out about former Harvard president Claudine Gay, who was forced to step down after she refused to condemn anti-Semitism raging on campus. Fetterman in an interview saying, as an alum of Harvard, look, I graduated 25 years ago, and of course it was always a little pinko, but now I don't recognize it. In other news, a third batch of Jeffrey Epstein documents unsealed. The new public documents allege Epstein and his associates would target and troll nightclubs looking for teenage girls. Also, new details about Prince Andrew. His butler alleges he received daily massages at Epstein's home in Palm Beach, Florida. And we learn Epstein invoked the Fifth Amendment 500 times during a deposition in 2016, and he dodged questions about former President Bill Clinton and the Clinton Foundation. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how do we don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. Well, with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant. And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Find machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
Hey, this is Matt from Blood River Radio. Blood River Radio is your voice to save our land, our people, and our future. We propose Christian solutions to an anti-Christian assault on our bloodlines. We love what we do, but we cannot do it without your help. The annual operating cost of Blood River Radio is more than even a team of people should bear alone. With your donation, we can take the fight to our enemies and hold our own people accountable for their treachery against us. Please go to our website, www.bloodriverradio.com, and find a way to help us that is suitable for you. We are thankful for any cash, check, or money orders we get. We also appreciate your correspondence or letters of encouragement. Once again, please help, and thank you for joining the fight.
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the prep shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
I'll tell you one thing that every good soldier knows. The only thing that counts in the end is power. Naked, merciless force!
Dear Blood River Radio family, we're just having a good time tonight. I kind of got us off track a little bit. I wanted Braveheart to tell you about what she's been doing, because once again, I know I'm repeating myself, but that's okay. I want you to know what kind of people you have working for you here on Blood River Radio. We don't have any ordinary people. We don't have ordinary people that run the board. We're all extraordinary. I gobble damn to you. If you're just plain ordinary, you won't last long on Blood River Radio, because you either get good or you get gone. And that's not me talking. That's a big sister, Nancy Hit, the bell cow. She'll take a club and beat you over the head if you're not cutting. Anyway, we were talking about these churches before you went to the break, and I didn't think about that. But if you will, if you want to hit that some more, Sister Braveheart, go ahead, because I got a few comments about that myself. But go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I just think that the best way to kind of make the impact really hit home of what is going on, all those churches, and how much do you really hear about it? They don't talk much about it, do they? Every once in a while we heard something about churches being burned to the ground, and I do remember when our Prime Minister, Trudeau, he kind of almost made excuses for it and say, well, it's understandable, because some of these churches last year were burned down on Indian reservations. And so he basically made excuses for them. Well, you know, it's understandable, he said, because this was coinciding with when they were finding out all these fake stories about those graves, you know, unmarked graves. Like, that was another thing they really, really pushed. And really, in the end, it's always anti-whitey, isn't it? And so now yes. It's anti-Christian, it's anti-church. They burning them down, there's hardly, like, I didn't hear about those Alberta churches being burned or vandalized. That's in the 2 weeks just this past December, like less than a month ago. I didn't hear about it other than reading it in Paul Fromm's newsletter, you see. So why didn't that get, like, national news on the mainstream media? Why didn't that get any attention? If it was a synagogue, even just one synagogue, you betcha. That's why I made that comparison, because right away, everybody who's listening to this knows, oh, yeah, if it's a synagogue anywhere, let alone 87 of them in the last 2 to 3 years, you know. That's so anyway, incredible. Over to you, Eddie.
Let you make your comments. Now, if it was a black church in the South, that would be huge news, but not nearly as much. No news can equal the news of one of the pointers of the Wells synagogues being burned down, or some Jew being accosted and molested, etc. But you're so right. I know there was been some years ago, I believe it was in Arkansas, there was a, you know, series of black churches being burned down, and coming to find out, they found out, you know, that it's the Jews and the blacks burning their own crap down so they can blame it on white people. But that happens over and over again. No doubt about it. I'm really amazed, because I haven't heard a word about that. But you're right. Could you just imagine this picture right here? We have some huge synagogues here in Memphis, because we have a very large Jewish population in Memphis. Could you imagine what would happen if you went in there and burned down one of these synagogues, and God forbid, open up with an AR-15 on the people inside? You wouldn't have to do that, but it'd be news forever. And not only that, the most dangerous part of that, they would bring in, they would clamp down more on this federal, the Homeland Security. They would want to start taking guns, registering guns. They would start coming down on right-wing people like us. Which makes me shift into this story here. You know, Monica, I was talking, we talked either today or yesterday, maybe it was today, I can't keep track of the days, but about this Harvard University president. What was her name? Something Gay. I don't remember her last name.
Yeah. But
I'm trying to
I don't remember the name either, but she's black, I guess, isn't she?
Yes, and I'm trying to figure out if she's tranny or whatever. But here's the thing. She has always been, of course, if you, Claudine, thank you, Jay. Claudine Gay. She has been routed out of Harvard. Now, listen, she has a reputation. She is very hardcore left wing. You know, you might say a Marxist, Hillary Clinton type Marxist, left wing on everything. But what happened was a couple of weeks ago when they were doing the students at Harvard, and keep in mind, most of the students at Harvard University, they're going to be, you know how they're going to be, Lane, any university, it doesn't have to be Harvard. But most of the student organizations there in Harvard are very left-wing. And, I mean, hardcore, borderline Marxist, if not Marxist. And they came out, I think there was 32 plus or minus two, I'll say 34 different student organizations signed a letter protesting that the Israelis, what they're doing in Gaza, what they're doing in Gaza, what the Israel is doing in Gaza is just plain out and out genocide, blatant genocide. And so these 34 student organizations at Harvard signed this letter and it went on the internet, put that letter on the internet, and it's just really, really created a bombshell with the Jewish organizations, especially the IDF. What I've been hearing, I heard a podcast with Rick Wiles, and he's not the only one. I think it's Israel Today, the Israeli Times. I've read so much crap, you know, you forget what you hear, but it's out there. The IDF, the Israeli Defense Force, they run these what they call canary operations all over the world, but especially in the United States. And what they're doing is they monitor things like this protest up there in Harvard, and they did. They were in Charlottesville when we were there back in 2017. They're everywhere like that. And anytime, Ms. Monica, that there's anything, any anti-Jewish sentiment thrown out there, the IDF, they have their minions. They will dox you. And as I found out what doxing was when I was at Charlottesville. You get your photograph taken. You get your name, your home address, and your phone number plastered all over social media, all over the internet. And it's done to try to harass you and try to threaten you, for God forbid you even kill any of their enemies that are in the least critical of Israel or anything that Jews do. And the point I'm trying to make, you know, blacks in this country here in the United States, they are up there with the grizzly bear. They're up there with the spotted owl as far as being a protected species by the federal government.
I get your drift. The spotted owl is a protected species. That's right.
You don't touch them. They're property of the United States government. They're the most the United States government treats these blacks, especially these communist blacks, and especially I think this woman's here. If she's not a lesbian, she's got two strikes against her. So you got a black lesbian communist Bolshevik in Harvard, the most left-wing, most hardcore, pure Democrat you can possibly think of. If you have 100 items that the left-wing Democrats have put out there that you must be, if you want to be 100% pure Hillary Clinton-type, Karl Marx-type Democrat, you have to be check off on all 100. Well, she didn't check off on one, number 100. She checked off 1 through 99. She's good to go. She's pure gold. But on item 100, she didn't come out and denounce Palestine. She didn't come out and say, I'm paraphrasing this now, I'm saying that. She didn't come out and say, yes, it's okay to genocide the Palestinians. She wouldn't come out and say it's okay for Jews to wipe out the Palestinians. She wouldn't come out and say that the Palestinians did not have a right to life. Since she will not say the Palestinians need to be killed and genocided, since she didn't say that it's okay to genocide the Palestinians, she's on their shit list. And so they got rid of her, Monica, and you probably know about this, and they installed a Jew in her place. And get this, I'm going to say something else. And while we're at it again, talking about the churches, The Baptist Church, the Southern Baptist Church, these cucks, the Judeo-Christians that I hammer every single week, they are on board. They would be, I don't know how they should have put a Southern Baptist as the president of the Harvard University, because they would be more hardcore Israel than Ariel Sharon or Benjamin Netanyahu. They're more praise. I mean, so I guess I'm getting long-winded, but the point I'm trying to make is nobody, not even the most protected species in the world, a black lesbian Marxist, is safe. It doesn't matter what you do, what you say. You, by God, you better not be. It's okay. You can just be neutral, but you can't be neutral. You have to be pro-Palestinian. You know what? And I got to show
my pro-Jew.
Yeah. One more
but
thing.
We all know what you mean.
Yes, I hope so. But it does all these other issues like Republican, Democrat, physical conservative, etc. They're all just distraction techniques. The only technique that matters, the only thing that matters to these Jews, you have to be a Zionist. With that, we're going to go take this break. Come right back to Monica. Be right back.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at cspoa.org. That's cspoa.org.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an Immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
Okay, listen up, people. I'm beating the bushes for a few good men. I don't want you boys the alt-right. I want the hardcore of the hard right. And I need you front and center, boots on the ground, at a minute's notice, in the streets, and I need your money. You know the problem that the whites of the world face. It's the all-too-real threat of global extermination. And you know what's going on in South Africa and Western Europe. And unless you're semi-comatose, you've already seen the first stages of white genocide unfolding in our country. Our culture is under constant full-scale attack by our enemy. The enemy never sleeps. They spend day and night wrecking the monuments and the graves of our beloved kin. They attack us physically everywhere we go. They've already taken the linen and our stone. Now they're coming after our flesh. And if you're not too squeamish, if you want to be part of the number one white advocacy group and the number one white civil defense group in the United States, then contact Eddie Bombardier Miller at BloodRiverRadio.com. And please, please donate. And God knows you need us as much as we need you. Thank you.
I gave you power, huh? Let me tell you something, boy. If I did give you power, you got nothing. Nobody gives you power. Real power is something you take.
Well, dear Blood River Radio family, if you're in here in this United States of America, if you're not one of these Christ-hating, Christ-killing Jews, you ain't got no power. So anyway, we're going to go right back to Sister Monica Braveheart. Go ahead, Sister Braveheart.
Well, just to finish on your point that you're making such excellent points about this Harvard, the dean or whatever you call her, who had to resign. And, you know, as bad as she was, as sort of this whole cultural Marxist, communist, whatever else she was, and she is all those things, it's too bad that she's gone, because really the fact that so many people are waking up to that agenda and are rejecting it, if she was still in place, she would weaken Harvard. And her replacement is now going to strengthen sort of this pro-Jew position of Harvard, which is really unfortunate, of course. But, I mean, Harvard being one of these Ivy League, you know, schools, that's always been a very pro-Jewish, very, very much in the, you know, the New World Order type of a education there anyway, that the, or indoctrination that people get there anyway. But Harvard is such an esteemed name. I mean, that's where Noel Ignatieff came from. He was the guy who openly, blatantly called for the end of the white race. You know, basically anything white was treason to humanity, and he called for the end of whiteness, meaning, you know, bash all the dead ones and bash all the live ones and bash it all until it's gone. So that was a esteemed Harvard professor. So that's yes. where this all took place that you just described, and that was, yeah, very, very well done, Eddie. But anyway, I did, before we run out of time in this first hour, I want to take a little bit of time to bring up a name, a woman who has been on your show, I do believe it was about 2 years ago, approximately. Her name is Kathleen Dudley. And at that time, she described some of the battles she was embroiled in with her neighbors there in New Mexico. She is originally a Canadian who was born and raised, I think, less than 50 miles from where I was born and raised, in Westlock, Alberta. But anyway, she has been in New Mexico for many years. And that was just the beginnings of her battles. She is now being threatened with jail because the lawyer on the opposition side, like the lawyer that's representing the convicted felon that has been really harassing her, that she had wanted to have, you know, just be safe from him harassing her. And there's various other issues. I won't go into all those details. But anyway, the lawyer and the judge, they're all in cahoots together. It's kind of like what Kathleen describes as a patron system. Like it's, I guess New Mexico has quite the reputation for being one of the most corrupt places, a very communist state, very, very much that you're in these clans or you're not. There's sort of these godfather figures and whatnot. Anyway, they are threatening. The lawyer for the opposing side there said at the last hearing, just said this to the judge, says, you must make Kathleen obey, or Ms. Dudley, you must make her obey. You must put her in jail if she does not obey. And obeying means, you know, doing these, like submitting to these completely illegal orders, which are, they're basically ganging up on Kathleen. It's to do with easements. It's also to do with this convicted felon who's been harassing her. There's a multitude of issues. They've rolled it all into one. And what they did is they turned it all around and made her out to be the menace. And it is absolutely unbelievable how they've done. But it's a bit of a micro of the macro, Eddie. Now, the reason I want to talk about is because I think one of her best defenses right now and protections is if her name is widely known. Jim Rizzoli did a really good interview with her not too long ago, so you could find that on Jim Rizzoli's BitChute channel. Some others have interviewed her as well. She's been on Republic Broadcasting and recently with Charles Edward Lincoln on Speak Free Radio. So if you looked for those interviews with Kathleen Dudley, you would find them not too, without too much difficulty, but and get
what
more
were details, her offenses? What how does she get on the? I remember, if yeah. I remember, didn't it have something to do? She doesn't want people coming through her land. It has something to do with some. If you put gates up on her land, if I remember right, like you said, it's been several years ago. So what has he done? Who's fighting her, Monica? And what does she do to get on their bad list?
Yeah, all the neighbors basically, and it's also a racial thing, because it's a very Hispanic neighbor. I mean, the name of the prosecutor, the lawyer for the other side, I guess, is that the prosecutor? It's Jesu Lopez, and then the Maria Sanchez Gagne. Like, there's very Spanish sounding names, but they're Hispanic people. It's a racial ganging up against this white woman who lives there in a very remote place in New Mexico. And, there's an easement thing where a neighbor has the right for ingress and egress just to get to his property. They do have alternatives. It's been in place for many, many years, even before Kathleen bought that property many, many years ago. And so she graciously extended that right. But they are demanding that she expand it and that they have more rights and bringing in basically many more people to basically invade on her land. And there's no reason for it. They have other means to get there. And they, so there's two issues, though. There's that property rights issue, but it's also, you know, her right or her to be safe on her own property. And that, that one fellow, they were, I think the neighbors were using him, that convicted felon. I mean, he spent 14 years in jail in total, and his crimes are not like Alfred Schaefer or Monica Schaefer or Leslie Borey or Brad Love. They're not political prisoner crimes. No, it's rape and aggressive assaults and whatnot. So he's a convicted felon for violent crime, and in particular against women, and he was harassing her on her own land. And so she had, the sheriff advised her to get a restraining order, and that's kind of when all the trouble started. You know, because the neighbors, they were using this fellow as sort of a, what do you call it, like a patsy almost, and to aggress against her. And then now he's this angel. This guy is this angel. Now all the neighbors came on and as witnesses to say, oh, he's just been such a blessing to this community and he helps everybody out. And then they're saying Kathleen Dudley is the menace and that they all feel fearful for their lives. And she's an older woman. She's in her 70s and living alone. And she's a poet and a musician and has a garden and chickens. And I mean, this is not a menace. She's a very upright, very, you know, civilized woman. I just would like to be left alone, but it's really an aggressive fight against her, and now they're threatening to put her in jail, and she has a hearing coming up on January 22nd when she is supposed to explain why she should not be sent to jail, but so far they have not been... Yeah, why they've not been doing anything like with any sense of justice. Like, it's complete kangaroo court. It's an inquisition. It's a tribunal. So that's what she's calling it now, is a tribunal, because it has no resemblance to anything that most people would think is what you would get in a court. Like in school, we all learn about the justice system being so fair and right and good. No way, man. This is an
illustration. Before we run out of time, Miss Sister Monica, here's one thing to do. I need to find out what county that is. I need to get the contact information for that sheriff and for that attorney. We need to get them on the horn. If they would talk, get them on the horn and let them bring their ass on the radio and ask them, what are you doing harassing this white woman on her own land? I agree. If that's something we could do to help a fellow white person, I mean, it may seem trivial to some of our listeners, but I would love to do that. I would love to get about the county she's living in. That'd be, if we had the county, it'd be a small thing to find out the sheriff's office and the district attorney's office and find out what the hell is going on out there with you harassing this old lady. But
you're,
I think that's a solution.
You're talking about getting this prosecutor on.
I'm putting a little pressure on them. Yeah, we need to do a little bit investigative. You know, we're not that big a thing yet, but I'd like to bring them, let them know that this hasn't gone unnoticed, that there's a radio outlet based in Tennessee that goes out all over the United States, and we're aware of what they're doing to this Kathleen Dudley. And we're not going to let them get by with it. We'll challenge them to bring their ass on the radio if they would come on. We could investigate. I think we need to do something like that. We can war game on that. But I didn't want to cut you off. But I think we're all about solutions here. I think that's a solution we could do. Plus, we're exposing her situation right now, even as we speak in real time.
Exactly. The more she's known, I think it gives a little bit of immunity, because they are feeling like they could just do whatever they want to this lone woman on the land, whereas she's becoming very well known now amongst our circles, and this is good, and that's why I wanted to bring this up. But I'll talk to her about your idea. I think that's a good idea.
When you get her back on. Well, we have to transition. Dear Blood River Radio family, we have to transition to the second hour. Right now, we're going to pick up Sister Braveheart's hanging out. We're going to pick up the Bell Cow Nancy Hood. Be right back, people.